And this is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Vella. A 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew is still in effect for another week in Pueblo after a rapid spike in COVID-19 cases. CPR's Dan Boyce says the city's mayor hopes the curfew not only keeps people safe, but stops him from having to issue a full stay-at-home order like the state did at the beginning of the pandemic.
Jennifer Castillon manages the coronavirus testing site at the state fairgrounds in Pueblo. The site opened up back in August, and it had pretty paltry traffic initially.
But now, our numbers have escalated. On Monday, we did 862.
That's on top of 668 they did there on Tuesday, and another 756 tests on Wednesday.
If you add even just the first two numbers, Monday and Tuesday, it's more testing than we did in the whole month of April.
That's Pueblo County Health Director Randy Evitz. He says the county is tracking 30 or more active outbreaks right now. Their contact tracing efforts are being overwhelmed. But what they are finding is many of the cases at this stage in the pandemic are related to small gatherings in homes.
Weekend events with family, those kind of things where we tend to perhaps let our guard down a little bit. That continues to be a leading cause of those hospitalizations.
Meanwhile, Governor Jared Polis announced Thursday that statewide coronavirus hospitalizations are currently at an all-time high. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gradisar put the two-week overnight curfew in place last Friday. He says residents do largely seem to be honoring it, though it's too early to say if it's helping slow infections. He says police are being sensitive in how they enforce the curfew.
People going back and forth to the drugstore or the grocery store or going back and forth to work, they're not going to be pulled over for a curfew violation, but carloads of young people riding around willy-nilly, they possibly could be.
He says only one citation has been issued so far. Looking forward, Gradisar hopes his city's residents will reconsider whether or not to hold their traditional holiday gatherings over the next 2 months.
If we have those extended gatherings at Thanksgiving, probably some of the people won't be around to celebrate Christmas because they'll be infected.
And for a small percentage of those people, he says, those infections could be catastrophic. In Pueblo, Dan Boyce, CPR News.